In Bolivia, there's been a lot of political turmoil recently. Last month, nearly two dozen people were killed in unrest. Here's one silver lining. Musicians are producing protest music from all of this, including hard-driving political rap. NPR's Juan Ferreira reports.
Indigenous music from the highlands, capturing the hard lives of its people. But Bolivian music also comes from the far eastern lowlands. Guitar-laden cruceño, music made for dancing. In the south, there's Enriqueta Ulloa and her folkloric songs. Now, a new kind of music has spread like fire across the gritty cinderblock city of El Alto, 14,000 feet up in the highlands, home to hundreds of thousands of Aymara Indians. The music is rap, and it's hard and fast. Here, railing against consumerism and money, and promising to break the chains of oppression and spark revolution. The music is, in some cases, sung in Aymara, the predominant tongue among highland Indians in this region of Bolivia. The lyrics stem from Bolivia's tradition of protest music, condemning the Yankees while celebrating the newfound power and influence that has buoyed indigenous people here since Evo Morales, an Aymara Indian, won the presidency in 2005. The song is in Aymara, called We're Going to Rise Up. The songwriter is Abraham Borges.
Dice al principio, ahora siempre levantaremos a nuestro pueblo. Nosotros siempre tenemos que levantar, dice, ¿no?
Borges explains that the song tells the story of Bolivia's native people, children of the great warrior Tupac Atari and the Aymara's long struggle.
Yo creo que... siempre intentamos ser los portavoces, digamos, del pueblo.
He says his music tries to speak for the people, to denounce injustice, or to honor indigenous communities for what he calls the recuperation of indigenous identity. Álvaro Montenegro, who teaches at the National Conservatory of Music, also produces rap music at his home studio. Like this song, The Abyss of Racism by Borges. It says racism is here, there, everywhere. When will it stop? Montenegro says it's a theme familiar to many Bolivians, among the hard social themes that spawned and continues to inspire Bolivian rap.
The youth of El Alto was looking for a particular personal expression in order to find a vehicle, an artistic vehicle, to put forward their own ideas, their own ways of thinking, their own ways of challenging society.
Montenegro says young alteños, as they're called, began rapping in 2003 when Bolivian troops shot several dozen demonstrators. It was an event that helped propel Evo Morales to power. As Bolivia's first indigenous president, Morales has promised to overturn the old social order. That gave rappers even more to sing about.
Since Bolivia was in the political eye of the world, and these young musicians, some of them became pretty famous, you know, have had tours already in many countries in South America and have received a lot of attention.
Many of the rappers fine-tuned their work in a radio station in El Alto, Huayna Tambo. Under bare light bulbs, squeezed into a small room, Borges and his fellow musicians practice. The next day, they're off for a concert in Ecuador. Freddy Limanchi runs the tracks, the heavy beat at the base of rap music.
Buscar pues una identidad propia, conocer lo que es Bolivia, entonces hacer una música, por ejemplo, de escuchar la fusión en banda trompeta.
He says there's clearly American hip-hop in the music, but there's also a fusion with trumpets, bongos, and windpipes. That gives it a Bolivian twist. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, El Alto, Bolivia.